Musica Jubairo, un podcast con Sotac du studio ETC.
Chacarera, no sé si.
Una viaje a volta da letra A.
Más de gaucho, más.
Enjus, Argentina, Afganistán, Alentejo. Começamos na rua Ilha do Príncipe para um mate, depois seguimos para o Jardim Bombarda para um chá com Fazel, um multi-instrumentista afgão que partia conosco um pouco da sua erudição musical.
É mais música de campo, mas...
Sim, é certo.
A lei da trampa. Isto é folclore samba argentina.
Mas del norte.
Sí, sí, del norte o do campo en general, de todo el país. Como es tan grande Argentina, en todo el campo. Por eso.
Genial.
I'm Fazel Sapan from Afghanistan. I born in 1990 in Herat city, west part of Afghanistan. It's a city, old city, border to Iran and to Turkmenistan, and we people talk Farsi. My mother tongue is Farsi. In Afghanistan, I studied literature, and I was music teacher and a teacher at school to teach a Persian language. Since I was child, I start to learn music because my family, my father was a general and he was working with president. When Taliban came in Afghanistan the first time in 1995, that I had 5 years old. That time Taliban came in Afghanistan and they killed the president and people ran from Afghanistan, become refugee. My family, all of them, they went to Iran and they left me with my uncle because he don't have a child. He adopted me as a son. I stay with my uncle in a village called Hauza Karbas in Herat city. And since he was a musician in secret, I saw the traditional music, especially rubab. He's a rubab player and now he's a refugee in Iran. So from that time, I start to know the alphabet of music. And when after 6 years Taliban had power in Afghanistan, then in 2001, when United States came in Afghanistan and we start a government, democracy government, then a lot of refugees around the world, they come back in Afghanistan. My uncle, he start to open a music academy in Herat city, in Jadi Shamali Masjid Jama. I start working at his music academy, not for learning music, to clean the music academy, making tea for the student, cooking and this kind of things. And I get familiar with different instruments. I had this opportunity to learn like rubab, harmonia, dutar, tambour, flute, and we say nai, tabla, santur, zerbagali, this kind of instrument, del rubab, del nawaz. And also I learned how I can repair the instrument. So learning music, I start in this way. From 2010, by Dr. Ahmad Nasir Sarmast, we start a Afghan National Institute of Music. 50% student, he broke from the street and he bring teachers from outside. Each winter, they had a winter academy program. I was and a student from 2010 each year until 2020. For 10 years, each year, 1 month, I was in this winter academy and I had this opportunity to learn Western music and Indian music from different teachers from outside. And from India, we had two great teachers by the name of Pandit Abhishek Adhikari and his wife, Dr. Murchana Adhikari Bharatakur. They came to stay in Afghanistan. In the culture of India, Indian culture, classical, we say Gata Bandhan. The teacher, when accept a student, they put, I don't know in English, something in the hand of the student. It's like a party. I made that party in 2018. It means formal student. I start formal lessons, Indian classical lessons with my teacher. So I know Iranian music. So that is our traditional music, Persian music. Then Indian music, and also I learned Western music. About Iranian and Afghanian, it's a long history because Afghanistan is a new name for a new country. The old name of Afghanistan, it's called Aryana, then the Aryana changed to Irana, then to Iran. And nowadays the Iran country, center of Iran was Afghanistan, nowadays Afghanistan. Before that, Arab Empire, Islamic. So music of Iran and Afghanistan, that music nowadays called Iranian music, that's exactly Afghan music. Because then by the king of Afghanistan, Amir Sher Ali Khan, a band of musicians from India, they come in Afghanistan, they bring Indian music in Afghanistan. So by the support of government and politics, when they create new country by the name of Afghanistan, they support one culture, Pashto language, and a new kind of music to show this is Afghan music, a special thing. But it was a mix of original music that we had and Indian skills and rhythm. Some instrument, the original instrument, for example, rubab, it's the original instrument of old Afghanistan, Iran. But in Afghanistan, musicians, they change the size and the string, they add some string and the form, and they compose some melodies for that instruments. And they record in Ikhtiar Radio TV of Afghanistan. And they explained for the world, this is this country called Afghanistan, and this is Afghan music. And this instrument is belong to Afghanistan. But instrument is older than name of Afghanistan. I have some instrument, for example, harmonium. This is a shared culture between India, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. This is like a small piano. This idea came by British people when they had power in India. the soldiers, the army people, they couldn't bring piano with themselves because piano was so big. They created a small piano, harmonium. The name is also English name, harmonium. Nowadays, people think this is Indian instruments. These help a lot because it's so easy. Always it's tuned, don't need to tune and don't need electric or something. Musician can use this in anywhere. Let's start by the Western music. The white keys of piano when start from do. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do, do, si, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do. Major scale. The same notes in Indian music, they say just different name. Sa, re, ga, ma, pa, da, ni, sa, sa, ni, da, pa, ma, ga, re, sa. This song is about Nowruz. I was teaching the notation in this song. In Indian notation,
ni sa ni sa da ni sa ni ni da da pa pa ni da ni pa da ni da da pa pa ma ma da pa da ma pa da pa pa ma ma ga.
When I come in Portugal, I come in an emergency situation. I don't have a plan to come. And I even don't have an idea to come. I don't have any information about Portugal and Portuguese culture. And it's funny because in my language, Portugal, it means orange. In Farsi, we say Portugal with that fruit. I don't have the idea this is a country. Suddenly, I found myself in this country. And my music was so unfamiliar. The first I used to improvise the music of Portuguese people, I listen, I play the reed, I play percussion, tabla. And also in a part of Portugal, they have canto alentejano. In Alentejo, they have the pure music because the culture of Alentejo music, they don't use instrument. A group of people, singer, choir, they sing. I feel familiar between this music and our music. It became so interesting for musician in Alentejo like Tozi Bishika. He's a great musician in Alentejo. He play a special instrument called viola campanisa in Alentejo. He was interested to make a project with me, with my music. And I created that project called Alencabo in 2022. Then until now, people in Portugal, they like that project. We play in different festivals and different places. It was a mix between Portugal, Spain, United States, Brazil, Afghanistan. And nowadays also I always say the religion divide people and also the politic, making a line and say this country called Afghanistan, this is Iran, this is Pakistan, this is these things dividing the world, dividing the people. I say we are all the same. We are all human beings. So my idea was via music, I mix all different cultures together. And nowadays also that I play fusion music.
A epopeia do Fazel e a epopeia do Maradona estão a apenas algumas ruas de distância quando se vivem nos Anjos. Talvez o futebol, tal como a música, consiga me aproximar os povos e as culturas.
Con esta música, por isso também em todo o mundo é conhecido por esta...
É Rodrigo, outra vez.
O Rodrigo, sim. Sí. Okay. Na mano de Deus, provou o gol com os ingleses de Argentina. E ele fez esta... Vê o vídeo, agora vai mostrar.
En una villa nació, fue deseo de Dios crecer y sobrevivir a la humilde expresión, enfrentar la adversidad con afán de ganar hacia cada paso la vida. En un potrero forjó
la historia de Maradona
zurda inmortal,
y después comienza ahora.
De cebollita soñaba jugar un mundial y consagrarse en primera. Tal vez jugando pudiera a su familia ayudar. ¡Grande Dios!
Yeah.